Welcome to episode number 9 of TSOH Weekly. My name is Alex Morris of the TSOH Investment Research Service. With me, as always, Francisco Oliveira of Arlevio Capital Management. Today's topic is charter, and specifically the company's carriage dispute with the Walt Disney Company, which went on for about 10 days before it got resolved on Monday, September 11th, about 12 hours before the kickoff for the Monday Night Football game between the Bills and the Jets, which went on to be the highest rated game in the history of Monday Night Football for ESPN. The game was also shown on Disney Plus and ABC. So, you know, in the lead up to the resolution, Charter did a public presentation, which was titled Moving Forward or Moving On. And we now see that the moving on option is off the table for now. And maybe Francisco, share some thoughts on what you think it means for Charter to now move forward in the video business.
So I think Charter's perspective, you and I were always pretty skeptical that Charter just wanted to kind of dump their video product. But they used it as leverage because video is not their most important business anymore, right? It's broadband and now wireless, which is growing. I think the Charter perspective is they've always been a little bit more creative in their packaging, a little bit more consumer friendly, and in order to maintain as many video customers as possible. And you can even see this in the numbers because the past two quarters, Charter's video subscribers, they've gone down by around 5% year over year. And Comcast has gone down by over 12% year over year. And 5% is like new lows for Charter. They were usually in the 2-3% down year over year when the industry, you know, a lot of satellite players were in the double digits down, and Comcast has been going down by high single digits and double digits for many quarters now. So I think they saw a business where the way they were packaging, the way they had to negotiate with the video programmers, that they were going in the direction of the Comcast trend of down high double digits, the satellite trends, right, as well. And there's, you know, good competitors with YouTube TV and Hulu Live, lesser extent Fubo and others. So I think what they wanted to do is like, look, if we can't do something that I think will stabilize the business and offer products that consumers want, then maybe we should consider, you know, getting out of it. Or at least being a lot tougher in their negotiations. And I think at the end of the day, they accomplished, you know, a lot of their goals, which, as Charter said, and CFO yesterday at a conference earlier this week said that they're going to stabilize the linear business now, because now they negotiated with Disney to take off a lot of these entertainment programming channels that consumers don't really watch or ratings are collapsing, right? Such, you know, Disney Junior, Baby TV, which I had never heard of before, Freeform, and a couple other, you know, third tier National Geographic channels and third tier FX channels. So they, you know, take those off. They're now including Disney Plus with ads in their, you know, first package. They have a deal to put ESPN when the direct to consumer product comes out, they have a deal to put that in their packages. They're now going to be able to sell and market Disney's various direct to consumer products to their broadband only customers. So I think it was, you know, an evolution of the bundle, right? That they got a lot out of. We have to see now whether over the next coming quarters, they can actually stabilize the business on the video end, because if they have happy video customers and that's bundled with broadband, it's really good for their business, right? Even though they don't make a lot of money on video, because the customers become stickier and their broadband business is the driver of the margins.
Yeah, I think I think it's interesting. You spoke about YouTube TV and, you know, the vMVPDs more broadly. I think it's interesting to frame where these companies are currently, because there seems to be a growing narrative that YouTube is going to be the ultimate winner. That's where this is. I mean, there's even talk of them monopolizing the market, right? And, you know, the reality is YouTube TV has 5 or 6 million customers, something like that. on 75 million pay TV customers, it has, you know, mid single digit market share. You know, then you have Comcast and Charter, each right around 15 million, collectively have about 40% market share. And the reason why I mention them collectively is because they have a common interest in Xumo, which is, I guess it's going to get, you know, officially launched here towards the end of 2023. And I guess my question to you would be, you know, from a cable company perspective, is there a path forward here where they can maybe start to build a business again that they actually care to be in? Does that require stabilization on pay TV subtrends? You know, basically, are they really going to be able to compete in kind of the next iteration of the video business? Because I would argue, as I kind of did on Monday, that, you know, moving on is something that has effectively been happening to them anyways over the past 5 to 10 years. And now they're trying to rectify that.
I think there is a path, with the caveat that, you know, Charter took a good step forward in bundling direct-to-consumer apps. But, you know, Disney then has to negotiate with Comcast, Dish, DirecTV, even Cox, and Altice USA, and even YouTube TV. So I think they're, you know, I would not necessarily say like, oh, game changer for everybody, right? It's maybe a game changer for Charter, because if you're offering a video package, you know, around $60, $70, $80, but it includes a lot of direct-to-consumer apps, right? I mean, the Disney bundle is basically trending to be priced above $20 itself, right? Which is just Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. If you have that in that inside the $70, right? And you have ESPN, you have the full ESPN, you have all the broadcasters, Fox, ABC, NBC, and you have CBS, and then which have a lot of sports content, a lot of entertainment content. If you have that full breadth inside that $70, it becomes very compelling for the consumer. And I think offering, you know, they don't need to go, I'm going to subscribe to this, subscribe to that, churn out of this, churn out of that, right? If you start to include Peacock with your cable package, Paramount Plus with your cable package, all these services, right, that don't have to, I don't include Netflix, right, because they don't really need to be packaged here. But you include all these services that have a lot of valuable content. A lot of them are putting stuff that's in the cable bundle, such as sports, right? If you have Paramount Plus, you can watch all the local CBS games. If you have Peacock, you can watch all their NFL games, right? If Charter starts to negotiate, like, hey, we can include Peacock in the package, but we got to scrape, you know, take out some of your channels and do that same for Paramount and do that for everybody. And you get a real package that includes the content that consumers are watching, not, you know, channels we've never heard of before or channels that are seeing, like, you know, viewership collapse 50% year over year on a continual basis. Then I think there is a path forward, but this is only a first step with Charter. What do you think?
No, I think that's correct. I mean, I tend to think about it. I'm a big sports fan, so I think about this through sports a lot versus the entertainment programming. And obviously, entertainment programming is much further along the D2C OTT transition than live rights are. You know, on linear, the value of the sports offering is, you know, largely comparable to where it was at 5 to 10 years ago, which is, you know, basically just reflective of the constraints that linear has, right, to some extent. You know, you start including Peacock, where as opposed to watching whatever EPL game they decide to program, you have the option to choose whatever game you'd like to watch. You start including ESPN Plus and you have access to, you know, a very deep library of college sports rights, you know, other soccer leagues, et cetera. You know, for the big sports fan, the inclusion of these things in one place where it's easily searchable and, you know, accessible, I would think that's a pretty significant value add, especially if that happens without, you know, further significant step ups in the cost of acquiring all that content, right? So, you know, I think there's a path where that makes sense. And again, you're talking about two companies working towards that goal who have a current pay TV subscriber base collectively that's, you know, multiples of kind of the VMVPD competitors who are trying to get to the same place. So I So I think it could be an interesting fight going forward, especially then when you consider companies like Roku and the role that they'll play in this.
Yeah, and look, I think your question is, what's the path forward for an industry, at least for Charter, right? This past quarter, there was a 700 basis points delta in the growth of the video product between Charter and Comcast. Now, they've achieved something that includes Disney Plus with your basic package, and include ESPN Plus with the expanded sports package. And they're going to take out some unnecessary channels. And I think that is a positive, right, in terms of what the consumer values out of their packages. So I think that delta, as it stands today between Charter and Comcast, could increase. Will that mean that Charter's now going to start growing video customers 3% year over year? I mean, I wouldn't say that today, but maybe it's not going to start to decline double digits, and pricing can be preserved, and churn can be reduced for the broadband product, and they have good offers that consumers want. So maybe they're not going to go down the precipice as Winfrey said, alluding to Bob Iger.
I think that's a very good place to stop. It's an important discussion to have on what happens to the pay TV sub trends from here. But that's all we have time for today. Thank you, Francisco.
Thanks.